ti te gusta Mr. Q?
Sí, me gusta Mr. Q.
Muy buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Como todos los sábados aquí empezamos a las 8 hasta las 9 con vosotros en www.radioenlace.org 107.5 FM aquí FM. Llegando a las 8 y 10 minutitos aquí, damos las gracias como siempre a Cool Music. Todos los sábados hasta las 8 aquí, DJ Antonio Gutiérrez. Y aquí con vosotros hasta las 9 en el foro musical de Mr. Kyo. Pues arrancando un poco tarde hoy, ya sabéis, el DJ Gutiérrez siempre tiene su tiempo. Remeter su pantalón, revestirse y sus zapatillas. Pero no tenemos rancor aquí porque ese es el foro musical de Mr. Kiao. Big shout goes out to all listeners out there. If you don't understand Spanish, toss it. On the way is 3W.radioenlace.org. 107.5 FM if you're local in Spain. Until 9 o'clock here, local time, with ya. Today we're going to be putting some little bit of R&B. A little bit of kind of up-tempo jazz also. And some great blues and rock and roll. All the way till 9 o'clock here in El Foro Musical de Mr. Kyo. El 29 de noviembre hoy, 29th of November, damos un gran beso a Natasha. Natasha tiene su cumpleaños mañana, el 30 de noviembre, 30th of November, it's birthday time for Natasha. A big shout goes out from Radio Enlace, el foro musical de Mr. Kiao. Birthday girl. Also a big shout to all the listeners out there. UK Posse, French Posse, Spanish Posse, US Posse, all the Posses. And all the Pussies. Well, tuning in here to You Can't Tell Me How to Get to Sesame Street. This is for you, Patrick, if you're tuning in 107.5.
Is it a dream? We touch the window. wearing the face that she keeps in her jar by the door. Who is it for? For the lonely people. But do they all come from death? For the lonely people. But do they all belong? Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? I heard him say, all the lonely people. Do they all come from? He turned to me and he said, all the lonely people.
Estamos escuchando aquí a Ray Charles con un tema de los Beatles, de Paul McCartney, Eleanor Rigby, 1968. Un tema compuesto por Paul McCartney, pero acreditado a Lennon McCartney. Una canción en la que no participó en la grabación Ringo Starr. Bueno, realmente ninguno de los Beatles tocaron instrumentos algunos. Solo fue John Lennon y George Harrison. Resforzando la voz de Paul McCartney. La revista Rolling Stone la tiene clasificada en el puesto número 137 en su listado de las 500 mejores canciones de la historia. La versión que hace Ray Charles y que la incluye en su álbum A Portrait of Ray de 1968, donde viene también la adaptación de Yesterday, Ray Charles.
There's a loving song. And the song goes on, you nod instead of singing the words. First time you sing the whole thing like this.
Y pasamos a otro gran cantante, Aretha Franklin. Rocksteady, only with Mr. Q. 107.5.
Rocksteady, baby, that's what I feel now. Let's call the song exactly what it is. Just move your hips with the feeling from side to side. Sit yourself down in your car and take a ride. And while you're moving, rocksteady, rocksteady, baby, let's call the song.
tuning in here, Rough Steady, Aretha Franklin. Song written and performed by Aretha and released in 1971 from the album Young, Gifted and Black. The single reached number 9 spot on the Billboard Hot 100 charts that same year. And here we go with some Whiskey Sour, the Fabulous Wailers. Only Mr. Q, Q, Q. 107.5. Yes, tuning in 107.5 FM here, El Foro Musical de Mr. Q, Barons Whitefield. Yes, he was actually born and named Barry White, June the 13th, 1955, in Jacksonville, Florida. But he actually changed his name for obvious reasons, you know, confusion with another guy called Barry White, you know, Barry. Well, in the 90s, Whitfield contributed tracks and many albums in this kind of R&B. And here we carry on with Ray Collins, Hot Club with Big J McNally.
Down. And if you can't let it down, take it off. And if you don't have no wig at all like me, be cool, because we're going to blow our brains out. Right?
Club. Este hombre ha dado clientes y cientos de conciertos por todo el mundo, desde Moscú hasta Las Vegas. Totalmente divulgador. Pues su primer trabajo, Shaking That Boogie, salió en el mercado el 2001. Y después llegó Hang My Arm, 2004. Do Bahu 2006 and Lord of Law 2007. Ray Holland's Hot Club, only live and direct, 107.5 FM.
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
I once believed,
oh,
girls are so nice, but girls listen to me, and take my advice, girls you better get yourself on the right track, cause find a good man, girl, cause I find a what I say, girl,
she do,
she do, she do.
tuning in here to the Velvetettes, one of only three of the original Motown groups in the late 60s, still going. That's the Tremaniac, 8:30 local time. Seguimos 107.5. Haystack, 1964, yes, the Velvetettes. Grupo Femenino, their sole formato in Detroit in 1963. Betty Kelly, Sandra Tiley, Bertha Barbie, Norma Barbie, and Carolyn Jill. Without forgetting Millie Jill, of course. Well, we carry on here. It's just gone past 8:30. The Fabulous Brothers, Wailing House Party. The Wailers, often credited as the Fabulous Wailers. They were an American rock band from the Tacoma, Washington area. They became very popular around the United States, Pacific Northwest, around the late 50s, and the start of the 60s also, performing saxo-driven R&B and Chuck Berry rock and roll. Their biggest hit to fame was Tall Cool One, first released in 59. They've been credited as being one of the very first, if not the first, of the American garage bands. Eat that, States. We'll be right back.
folks are coming to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby all the way from home. Mother, that photo, where they been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she was a bird.
The Coasters, produced by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Both songs recorded July 24th, 1957 at Sheldon Recording Studios in Chicago. Well, Sheldon Records was on the second floor of the then new Chess Records building. 2120 Michigan Avenue. In case you know Chicago, you know what I mean?
Take a little sip.
Well, my baby comes to me from the Coasters.
You want new shoes.
And before we're tuning in to a bit of Bo Diddley, no need to introduce Bo Diddley. 8:38 here, local time, 1 hour less in the Canary Islands. 107.5. Big shout goes out to the London Posse. Yes, the Roasters. Sunday roast has apparently changed to Saturday roast. That's totally against my religion, I'm sorry. Sacrilege, sacrilege. How can you do a roast on Saturday, guys? And if you're ever in town, you know, bumping into Sunseek and Andy, give him a hug for me. Well, yes, we're getting action-packed here.
When I take a ride in my car, I let her roll. Hear me? I said let
this is to get the roast going even faster and quicker, baby.
Nice and cold.
Action-packed roast for a Saturday evening.
When I take a ride in my car, it's going to be action-packed. Hear me? Action-packed. Oh, yeah, the music that'll move me. Well, I've got to feel the beat. Oh, the man who's gonna move me. Well, he must be tall and slim.
Tuning in to Del Morocco's Action Packed. Here it's all going in 107.5 FM. Only in El Formosgal de Mr. Kyo. 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 And let's tune in to a bit of Little Walter off the wall here. Little Walter, born Marion Walter Jacobs. Yes, that is Marion. Sorry, guy. 1930, American blues musician. And whose revolutionary approach to the harmonica and him comparisons to Charles Parker and Jimi Hendrix, none other. Innovation and impact on many generations here. Huge virtuosity and musical innovations. Fundamentally altered many listeners' expectations. He did mine. Well, Little Walter was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008. In the sideman category, making him the first and only artist ever inducted specifically as a harmonica player. Suck that, Mick Jagger. Having said that, I much prefer to be called Mick than Marion. What do you reckon, Nick? Nick, 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 Nick. How's the roast going?
Escucha Mr. Q.
Oh, tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Oh, tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? I don't come here, Mama, I'm gonna start a raising sand. You've been out boogie-woogie, there's something I don't understand. I want you to tell me, Mama, who was that a while ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door?
Well, still tuning in here, tell me, Mama, Little Walter.
Now, this is something I never seen before.
Actually, it's Marion.
Getting my money, always slamming my back door. I want you to tell me, Mama.
Hey, Nancy.
Who was that while ago? Yeah, dance when I came in. Ooh, and I did back then.
Well, just a few months after returning from his second European tour, he was involved in a bit of a punch-up, you know. As things go, probably because of his name was Marion. Taking a break from a performance in a nightclub in the south side of Chicago. Relatively minor injuries. But he suffered in previous violent encounters and he died in his sleep. That was February
22nd, 1968.
And believe it or not, his grave actually remained unmarked until 91, when fans Scott Drix and Ermont Rassoon had a marker designed and installed. Also a lovely guy called Mary. What do you reckon, Nancy? How's the rose going, Nancy?
My hat in his hand and my overcoat too. Want you to tell me, mama, who's that while ago? Yes, when I came in, ooh, when I did back door.
Gracias, gracias. Del foro musical de Mr. Q.
FM from the gala, Mr. Q. Randy, like Mr. Q and the Radiance. Memphis legendary garage and rock and soul band's final recording sessions from the Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Recorded in 1990 with original songs from the band's founders Randy Haspel and Bob Simon. And a generous helping of Memphis Soul. Well, with great appearances from Rufus Thomas and the Memphis Horns, here are the Randy and the Radiance.
Come on around to my way of thinking. Come on, come on. You're
ti te gusta Mr. Q?
Sí, me gusta Mr. Q.
Judge an apple by looking at the tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a sister by looking at a brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you best judge me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover.
You can judge a book by looking by its cover. Well, the English idiom, don't judge a book by its cover, actually a metaphorical phrase which means you shouldn't prejudge the worth or value of something by its outward appearance alone, or by what you hear. So don't judge what you're hearing, just take it in at time.
By looking at the bubble, oh, can't you see? Oh, you best judge me. Should I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover? You can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
Well, originally a 1962 song by the rock and roller pioneer Bo Diddley, actually written by Willie Dixon. The song was one of Diddley's last record chart hits and has actually been recorded by a variety of many rock and other performers. Can judge a book by looking by its cover.
You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge one by looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the bubble, oh, can't you see? Oh, you best judge me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
I'm a fluker. I'm a fluker.
Well, it's coming up now to 5 minutes to 9 o'clock. I'll leave you and love you for today. Yes, 29th of November 2014. Tomorrow's Natasha's birthday, 30th of November. Big shout goes out to all the listeners. Thanks for tuning in here at 107.5 FM, www.radioenlace.org. You know who you are. And a big shout and a big love goes out to Geneviève Battendier. She left us 2 weeks ago. So, special shout for Geneviève Battendier. All the way from Spain here. All the loved ones. I'm going to leave you with Robert Cray. Right next door, Robert Cray, a great guitarist and blues and soul singer from Georgia, United States. Born 1953. As he called out my name. And only released his first album 1980, Who's Been Talking?
It's because of me.
But since then, he's been racking it up and playing with the best guitarists and best artists in the world. Well, I'll leave you with Robert Cray. Enjoy it. Enjoy your roast, Nick and Sassy. Thanks for tuning in here. I'll be tuning in to your bros radio show. Next week is actually festivos y el 6 de diciembre ya no hay radio porque ya sabéis, el día de la Constitución, Constitution Day. So I'll be in the toilet having a big constitution. And we'll be back the following Saturday, which is 13th of December. Sí, volvemos el 13 de diciembre aquí en el Foro Musical de Mr. Kiao. Leave ya and love ya.
Si me gusta Mr. Q.
But what would I say? It's because of me. It's because of me. Because of me. Young Bob. Oh, she was right next door, and I'm such a strong persuader. But she was just another notch on my guitar.
Okay, I'll leave you with this one more few words for ya. All the way from Madrid, España. Booyakasha. Booyakasha, 107.5 FM here. Leave ya. Love ya.
Radio Enlace 107.5.